So you see, I know that I've read in the press the last few days that the announcement was incorrect. I don't know where that's coming from. But if I'm a betting man, I'll bet you 100 cedis that they were leaving. You know, I'm sure the directors as SGSSB are frothing at the mouth, and somebody is probably going to get a sack. Because, you know, bringing out all this negative, I use negative with a small n, information about the Ghanaian economy at this time, you know what it does? It depresses their share price.
Right.
Yeah, it depresses the price. You know, but why are companies leaving? You know, for me, it's very simple. The government of Ghana doesn't care about the private sector. The government doesn't care about creating jobs. The government's not interested in, it's only interested in governments and the people that benefit from the largesse. The government of Ghana does not listen. I mean, every time we complain, they reel out projects that have been done. We build this block. We build this garden. We build this fund. Who cares? I mean, we're in a situation we're living day to day. We cannot plan. We don't know where we invest. Our hard-earned savings are gone. And, you know, nobody's listening. The government does not care. All the government cares about is spending more and more money on itself. So, what the consequence? Interest rates are high. You can't do business. The population is poor, so they can't spend. Infrastructure, critical infrastructure is weak. Water, electricity, roads is weak. And when you can find it, it's expensive. We talk about Ghanaian indigenous business taking over. I mean, I'm all for indigenous businesses growing because, you know, the only companies that will develop these countries, this country, and it's all over the world, are indigenous businesses. But even if the indigenous business take over away, they'll face the same problems, and the small capital they have will be eroded. I mean, Ghanaian entrepreneurship is very, you know, nascent. It's very new. Maybe last 20, 25 years, 30 years, people started to really become entrepreneurial. They'll go back to square one. If you start a business last year, 100,000 cedis, that 100,000 cedis now is worth probably 30,000 cedis. I mean, who does business like this? How can business thrive? The government is not interested. It's all is interested in spending more of our more money. And when we complain, they talk about projects they've done. And it's all done with debt. I mean, really, who cares? Well, nobody's listening. You cannot plan. You don't know where to invest. We're living day to day. The legal system is taught, the commercial education process is torturous. That's not a business environment in which any business counts, right? So it's got nothing to do with multinationals. I mean, you know, the sad thing is that having multinationals as part of your economy, it's like when you have a CV and you say, I work for multimedia and I work for CNN. I mean, it gives you credibility. And it attracts other people to use you. So who else is going to come and invest? And we need people to invest. Let's deal with the issues and stop going around in circles. That's the real issue. I mean, it makes me extremely angry. Nobody is listening. We're not interested in projects. We're not interested in the next hospital. I'm not interested in the next school. I'm interested in how I can plan. I have a framework that allows me to plan. I can't plan more than one day. What system is this? That's my take.